So the devil tempts Jesus. Jesus has been baptized, and now he's spending 40 days in the desert in prayer and fasting, preparing for his ministry, preparing for the purpose that his Father gave him to the world. And the devil tries three different ways to turn Jesus away from that purpose. And every one of them has the same common theme. He wants Jesus not to think about his Father's plan, but just to think about himself. Temptation number one, Jesus is definitely hungry. He's all divine. He's also all human. He's hungry. So devil says, well, why don't you just turn this stone into a piece of bread and take care of yourself? Well, Jesus knows what the devil's about. Is this a big thing? Probably not in the instance. Jesus eventually is going to eat. But there's a principle here. Am I doing this for the right reason? Am I doing this just because the devil told me to do it? Because anytime the devil tempts us, you have to resist. Even if you think it's something minor, you should resist and say no. After all, Jesus is going to eat bread. We know he ate meals. He had to. But after he institutes the Eucharist and rises from the dead, he becomes bread. He becomes the bread of life. He becomes the bread that we eat for salvation. The second temptation. He offers Jesus all these kingdoms, all the powers of the world. And he says, this is for you. And all you have to do is turn away from your Father and worship me. Well, again, does Jesus really looks about and looks at all this that the devil's offering him and realizes it's next to nothing? There's nothing here. After all, God, his Father, Jesus is part of the Trinity, creates the entire universe that continues to expand and expand. It's a universal God. For every star you see in the sky, there's a billion you can't see. The scientists still do not know how big the universe is. They still haven't reached the end of it because it's ever growing through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we turn that away. And then the final one, I think, is the most devious temptation. He tells him to jump off the parapet and the angels will catch you and you will not physically die. And this, of course, is the nastiest temptation because it goes right to the heart and soul of Jesus' mission by his Father. Because his mission on this earth is to preach the coming of the kingdom, but to go to the cross and die. Because he's fully divine and fully human, and to be fully human, you will die. And then rise again. And upon that cross, through that death, he takes upon us all the sins of the people who have lived, who live now and will live. He takes upon himself those sins so that the gates of heaven can be open for them, for those who put their faith in him. To turn away, to give into that temptation, would deny salvation to all. And so Jesus, of course, says, no, you shall not put your God to the test. He resists all the temptations. The devil is devious. The devil is very real. The devil does tempt us all. Sometimes something that seems pretty small, sometimes that seems pretty big. A rule of thumb about temptations is that if you reflect on what you're being tempted, most all of the time, it's about trying to do something for yourself as opposed to doing what's right for the people that you love. And that's a good rule of thumb to keep when you're thinking about being tempted. Am I being tempted to do just for me and forget about someone else that I should be concerned about? And that is the key we can keep when the temptations come, because they do come. And when they come, we'll be able to resist it by the power of the Lord that is in every one of our lives.